This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora police officer who shot and killed 14-year-old Jordell Richardson in June will not face criminal charges. A district attorney's investigation found police were justified in using deadly force against Richardson. The shooting has prompted more calls for accountability from the Aurora Police Department. Two men accused of murder in a fatal rock-throwing spree are facing more charges. CPR's Tony Gorman reports it involves another rock-throwing incident.
Joseph Koenig and Nicholas Carroll Chick were each charged with two counts of attempted murder and assault. That's after the two men threw a statue head into a moving vehicle in Arvada in April. Court documents labeled the object a deadly weapon. Nobody was injured. Koenig and Carroll Chick are 19 and 18 respectively. They, along with a third teenager, are already facing murder charges in connection with a string of similar rock-throwing attacks that killed one woman. All three men are scheduled to appear in Jefferson County Court Friday. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Rising mortgage rates are taking a bite out of Denver's housing market, but prices are still much higher than they were before the pandemic. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
Houses are taking longer to sell, and buyers want to negotiate prices down. Some homes are still getting multiple offers, but if the price is deemed too high, the house will sit for a long time, according to a new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Even so, home prices aren't falling off a cliff. The median price in the Denver area in August was $582,000, down slightly from July, but still up just over 1% from a year ago, and way up when compared to 2019. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Students from diverse backgrounds at MSU Denver will have the chance to collaborate in research with federal scientists from the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA and MSU renewed a four-year partnership this week to recruit and train diverse students for environmental-related STEM careers. This is CPR News.